I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. I got the terrible towel going, Carver High. You can feel it. On YouTube, they can see it. Nice play by Big Ben there. Did you see that? They're saying that's a fumble, too. You got to be kidding me. He threw that ball. You got to be kidding me. Calm down, Steve Levy. Get your shack together. That's a forward pass. He threw it into the ground. That's the second time I've seen this guy do that in the last 3 weeks. Remember the other day? Who were they playing? Where he just threw the ball out of his hand. Like, it's just unbelievable. He is so finished. His career is so over. I think they should consider not playing him anymore. It's just unbelievable. Watching him, it's so embarrassing. There's something, like, it's so obvious to even the average layman that his career is over. Like, I can't believe that they don't just stop it already. It's painful watching him play football anymore. That's not the guy I know that won 2 Super Bowls. And you know it, Carver High.
He is not the same. No, I mean, it's clear. Father Time always wins. We saw it with Eli. We saw it start to happen with Rivers.
Oh, you know, God, he's going to get old. Again, this effing guy gets sacked so much. God damn, I'm so sick of this. Now they got a punt.
Yeah, the cover's gone.
They sacked him 3 times tonight. The guy can't move in the pocket at all. He's cement. He's in quicksand. Oh, my God. You know they're going to blow this. How do you lose this game? Taunting, they're calling. So is that a first down or no?
Who would they call it on?
First down. They taunted him. So, and he did. He stood up and did a whole dance routine and kicked his leg and did everything. And he talked smack to the punter. So they threw him for a flag, and they just cost him the game. It just cost him the game. And now it's first down Steelers. They're all yelling at the guy. Marsh.
Oh, he got the business.
Coaches are giving him the business. He didn't say a word to that punter. It just looked like he did. He had just got promoted from the practice squad today.
He'll be back on the practice squad.
He wasn't talking to the punter. I think they made a mistake, the refs. Thank God.
No, it was when he took down Roethlisberger.
And he kicked his legs up and did all that?
Yeah.
Because they're saying it's when he looked like he was going to talk to the punter, but he never did. He never said a word to that punter.
No, he was in on the Roethlisberger play.
Right, but I'm talking about afterwards. So he got up, he did the leg dance, then he started walking over toward the sideline, and the punter was coming out.
Oh.
He never said a word to the punter. It just looked like he did. Now, I honestly, they're talking about it. He has the biggest sack of the game. But honestly, he did not say anything to that punter. He does not deserve that flag. The NFL refs should be ashamed of themselves with that call. Fair enough. I'll give him full credit. He did not do anything. Refs butchered it and handed the Steelers a fresh set of downs. It should have been Steelers punting the ball to the Bears. Now, this is a huge difference. There's 3 minutes left in the game, and they have two timeouts left, the Bears. If the Steelers get two first downs, the game's over. Now, Roethlisberger getting sacked again for the fourth time, but they threw another flag, but that one will be holding on the Steelers. Welcome to our radio affiliate, Sirius 159, 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map and Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier. It's Pharrell on a bench on a Monday nighter. Steelers hanging on by a thread, 23-20. Every time Ben Roethlisberger drops back to pass, he gets sacked, and he is the slowest human being on earth in the pocket. He is absolutely the easiest prey I've ever seen in my life. It's open season on this guy every time he drops back. Open season. Now, the kid Marsh, who had the big sack, they yanked him out of the game. The one that got the penalty, he's sitting on the sideline now. He got promoted today from the practice squad. Now he's sitting on the bench. Everyone screamed and yelled at him. But here's another play by Roethlisberger. And now we're going to get close, but no cigar. It's going to be 4th and 3 from the 33. Do you kick the field goal?
No, go for it.
See, look, he never said a word to this punter. Oh, and then he bumped into the ref. That was just a terrible call by the head ref. The head ref screwed that up. Mr. Whitecap, whatever the hell his name is. He's the one that butchered that.
Yeah, he didn't say anything to him.
He didn't do anything. He didn't deserve that penalty at all. The Bears coaches should be ashamed of themselves for yelling
at him. He was basically running to the wrong sideline, and he turned around and went the other way.
Basically, that was it. He didn't do anything wrong. So now this is what's going to happen. Boswell's going to kick this field goal if he can make it. And at best, it forces the Bears to score a touchdown to win the game. And he makes the field goal. It's Pharrell on a bench. Fields just got the first down. So there's still all the time in the world left in this game. 2:14 left. First down, Bears. He threw a bomb to Mooney and just missed him. That was a beautiful bomb. And the Steelers' secondary got roasted on that bomb. They were wide open, Mooney. He just missed him by a foot. He literally threw a 60, 70-yard bomb and missed him by a foot. And it would have been lights out. If they connected there, the game would have been over because they would have been at about the 10, 15-yard line, and it would have been over. But here he has the ball. Tons of time left. They have one timeout left, tons of time left. They're at their own 35, and he's just moving them up the field. Oh, the Steelers almost picked it off. Oh, the humanity, and they didn't. Oh, the humanity. I can't even take it anymore, Carver High. The stress of it all. My agita's come back. I'm dyspeptic. I'm distraught, terse, livid, out of hand. Bush deflected that one. Otherwise, it would have been a catch. They got to do better. I mean, this guy's got all the time in the world right now to throw the ball. He's just literally back there camping out, having a beer, drinking a Hams beer. Bears have just one timeout. Oh, and he broke free again. He's going to be short, 2 yards short. It'll be 3rd and 2, but it's 4 down territory. Every time the guy takes off, he's got to have that 39 over, right, Carver High? I would think. He's run all, like, tons yeah. tonight, and my guess is he's got it.
Let me check.
I'm closing in on it. Let's see what we got here. Box score. Fields.
He's got it. No, he's got 37 now.
Oh, God.
Oh, 45. There it
no,
is.
No, he's 45. Got 45.
He just got it. That run put him over.
He's got it. The overhit. He's throwing for 213. That overhit.
Yeah.
And Roethlisberger didn't. 154. Embarrassing. Unbelievable. And he's been sacked 4 times. Oh, my God, he gets sacked. He's like a wet sack of potatoes at the store, like the 100-pound bag. That's how slow he is. Both of his legs are bags of potatoes. Oh, my God. He used to be the toughest guy to bring down in the NFL. Now he's the easiest. He's so slow. It's like, and clumsy. He's lost everything. He's like, he doesn't even know what gravity is anymore. He really doesn't. I can't even take it. I can't even take watching him play quarterback anymore. I'm stressing out right now. My legs are shaking. I definitely got the legs shaking problem. I constantly am tapping. I was driving the car the other day and my buddy goes, is that you tapping your foot? I'm like, yeah, because I took him to dinner. And he said, are you tapping your foot, man? And I'm like, yeah, bro, you got a problem with that? Like, what do you mind your own business? What are you worried about my leg tapping for? I mean, honestly, do you have like anything better to do than worry about me tapping my leg? Is there anything worse than what do they call it? The second driver, like the guy in the passenger seat telling you how to drive?
Backseat driver.
Backseat driver. Is anything worse than that? The guy like telling you how to drive the whole time you're driving?
Yeah.
What are you braking for? Why do you pump your brakes? Hey, you rolled through that stop sign. You're driving too fast. It's 25 and you're doing 30. I'm like, shut up, Grandma Jones.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
I can't take it. All right, here we go. 3rd and 2. You know they're going to get the first down. I'm losing weight. I can't take this stress. I really can't. I really can't believe, honestly, they're going to blow this game. They're up 14-0, just like the Seattle game. And you blow this to the Bears? Oh, my God. What could be worse? I don't even think they can stop him on 3rd or 4th down here in 2. I don't think they can even come close. Now he's throwing a bomb wide open. Game over.
You caught it?
Wide open. Now they're at like the 10. This game's over. They're going to lose. Unbelievable. I have seen it all. Oh, my God. I'm going to puke. Right into my seats, too. That's where my seats are, right into that end zone. You got to be kidding me. That guy, 35, is the guy who got roasted on the Mooney bomb. Mallette, he's awful. You got to be kidding me. You know they're going in. You have got to be kidding me that you're going to blow this game. I'm going to puke. Unbelievable. Now he breaks free again. They can't contain him. He throws the touchdown. Mooney for the touchdown. Game over. Unbelievable. I have seen it all. I have seen it all. Jesus Christ. They are awful. Oh, my God. What a disaster on Monday Night Football. And the same guy, Mallette, get burned. They're eating him alive. Unbelievable. Guy, Mallette, get him off the field. What is he, 5'1"? He's getting roasted on every play. I mean, that is just unbelievable. Are you seeing the same guy, number 35, get roasted on every play?
Every single play, nonstop.
Every single play.
He's still out there.
Look, all they have enough time to kick a field goal and win the game. That's it.
They do.
So there's enough time, but I don't think Roethlisberger is capable of doing it. I don't even think he can get 10 yards, let alone go 60. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. He looks so bad to me tonight that he can't even go 60 yards.
Sick what a disgrace. Right now. What a disgrace.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it to the end of the show. I'm just absolutely broken. I don't know what to say. I did say they can't beat anybody by 7 points today on Coast to Coast. I said that number is crazy. 6.5, 7. It's crazy. They can't win a game by more than 3. They're just, it's impossible. They can't shed anyone. I told you the only game they won decent was the Denver game by 8. That's it. Every other game's 3, 5, 2. It is what it is. Now they're down 1. They can't do anything except try to get down into position for Boswell to kick a field goal. And even then, I'm concerned because he barely gets him off before the Bears are all over him, getting ready to break his leg. So this is a big coming out party for Fields. They couldn't deal with him. Every time he was in trouble, he got away and got a good pass off. He just gets away. And now they're showing old man River coming there, putting his helmet on. Roethlisberger, he knows he's got work to do and no time to mess around. Steelers have 1 timeout, and they got to go down and get in a position to kick a field goal. And I don't think Roethlisberger is capable of doing it anymore. A two-minute drill, of, last second, he's under pressure now. I don't even think he can pull it off. Do you, Carver? I don't think he can do it.
The way he's looked tonight, no.
He can't even go one series without getting sacked.
He's looked awful.
He gets sacked on every play. I mean, how's he going to move down the field? It's unbelievable to me that they are in this position. Oh, my God. All right, it's Pharrell on the bench. We'll come back and see him pike. All right, so penalty on the Steelers for illegal procedure, and they got the ball at around the 37 of the Bears. A big play by Johnson got him there to the 30, but Roethlisberger now throwing complete to Freiermuth, and it's going to be 3rd and 1, or it's going to be 2nd and 1, and there's clock moving at 48, 47, 46. So they're in position now to kick it, but he's going to throw the ball down there, which is a smart play.
Come on, let's go here.
I don't know what he's. What is Roethlisberger mad about? I don't understand. Just don't screw it up. Come on, don't screw this up. There is a flag, and it would give him a first down. But is that like? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to take the ball down to the. You're going to take the clock down to 5 seconds, and then it's over. Is that what you're going to do? Because all you need to do now, right, is kick it and be game over. Don't let Chicago have the ball back. Don't fumble. Chicago. Don't throw a pick. Don't get sacked. If you're going to get sacked, just hit the ground. So there is no flag. There is no first down. It's still 3rd and 2. They're not even going to get the first down. They're going to kick right after this play. What's the point of doing anything here? Trying for the first down, and if not, you kick it. All right, Najee. Oh, no. Roethlisberger fakes it and runs it. Gets a first down. They're going to mark him short, which is insanity. The clock is not running, but that's insanity. I got to see that. I got to see that spot.
You're telling me,
because his knee might have gone down. You're right, he's down. Okay, whatever. Bring in Boswell. You got to try to win it right here, right? What else is there? You can't go for it. Just kick it. Now, I'm worried about their pass protection. I really am. Or about their kick protection. It's just terrible. Every time he's kicked one tonight, there's been a guy flying in front of him. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, the last one, they were pretty close.
Come on, dude. Oh, the Bears have a timeout. They're going to freeze him. You know that. Are you going to freeze him on the field goal here, aren't you? Or you're not going to save the timeout for your 30 seconds left in the game. What do you do?
He'll probably call a timeout here either way, so that way he gets the ball back if he makes this for at least 30 seconds. He gives him a chance to go down the field.
Did he already call the timeout? He just did. They didn't freeze him. They just, like, I would have made him, like, walk up and kick it and freeze him, right? Instead of just, this is meaningless.
But then the clock would have ran because that was, the ref was going to restart the clock running.
Oh,
so that's why
Nagy's
got to call it now.
Seconds.
Yeah, he wants to keep 30 seconds on there for if he obviously makes it and gets the ball.
Come on, dude. Make the kick. Come on, bro. Honestly. Come on. I can't even take this. My hands are soaking wet. Come on, bro. Kick it through. Kick it through. Make it fast. Kick it through. Snap. Kick. Boom, baby. Yeah. I was cussing there. I cussed a lot right there in that moment. Dropped an F-bomb. I can't even fathom that Ben Roethlisberger just moved them down the field like pickles. I mean, just boom, 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 boom. Can you even believe that? Because he sucked all night. You can't even deny it.
Sure did.
I can't even believe what I just saw. That he moved them right down the field like it didn't even matter. And they got the lead. Now, it's not over yet. That's for sure. Anything could happen the way that here's what the Steelers should do. Put number 35 deep. See if he can stop a pass. He couldn't stop anything. He couldn't stop his nose from running. That guy, Mallett, whatever his name is, he's awful. I got to just even look it up, what his name is. He's so awful. Like the coverage was so bad. He's embarrassing. I have to just expose him right here. That's him. Mallett. I was right. Arthur Mallett out of Memphis. I mean, I don't even know his... what year he is, you'd think they'd put that on there. Oh, his career, projected season. I don't even know. Like, I'm just trying to look. I think he's a rookie.
Yeah.
Cornerback, Memphis, active. Oh, he's in his fifth year. Jesus, you're awful, bro. Fifth year. That guy got roasted like a pig on that last drive. Roasted like a pig. He's out there now. Hopefully he's not. I'm looking for his number because he'll be the one that ruins the game. That's into the ground on first down with 20 seconds left. I gotta get out of here with a W, man. I don't care about the spread at this point. I got to get a W. I'm scared to death of what's in front of me here. 22 seconds are the worst 20 seconds of my life. I mean, honestly. Oh.
Hope he
all they need is a field goal. They don't need anything else. They have no timeouts, though.
Hope he throws a pick
six.
He
needs a big play here. I mean, Fields needs a big play, and the Steelers need to hit him. They can't even get near him. First down, out of bounds. They still got 15 seconds left. Flag. What's the flag? Who's this one on? Defense. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. They're going to blow this? You got to be kidding me. They're going to score with 30 seconds left in the game?
Nah.
And they're going to move down the field? Are you kidding me?
They still got a long way to go.
Legal use of the hands. There it was.
Yeah, it's 5 yards.
They're playing prevent big time. There's a throw. Sideline. First down. 11 seconds left. They got all the time in the world. It's like the game will never end. How did that take 5 seconds? I mean, honestly... This is torture. I can't even, this can't end. It's the longest yard.
Just got to cover the sidelines. Anything in the middle of the field, you tackle them, the game's over. You're not going to have enough time to get up and spike the ball.
All they're doing is throwing to the sideline, so pick it off. They can't sack him. He gets away again. Another play with 5 seconds left. But now, how do you possibly play, have anything more than one play left? That's what they're doing. This is a Hail Mary. That's it, because they have no other chance. He can't throw one more play and kick a field goal.
No.
There's 4 seconds left. How do you drop back, throw a pass to the sideline, and still get off a field goal? I want to see that happen.
He's going to have to chuck it here.
This is
Steelers aren't playing for the Hail Mary.
This game, it can't possibly end. And then with a Hail Mary touchdown, you got to be kidding me. There it is, batted down, game over. Oh, there's 2 seconds left. He still gets another play. It just won't end this game. It just won't end.
Yeah, he was trying to go one more to the sideline. Now he's got to throw it deep to the end zone.
This game makes me sick. It really does. It's made me sick. Are they gonna seriously try a field goal here?
No.
They are.
Come on.
He's trying a field goal here of like 80 yards.
Is he really?
Oh, it's 65 yards. He'll make it. The guy's on fire.
Wow.
He made it.
No, he didn't.
No, it hit the. It was short. It hit the crossbar. He almost made it.
He had the. Oh man. He had it dead on. He needed maybe another foot just to get it beyond the crossbar.
Oh my God.
He was just short. I mean, just short.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna vomit. That was the most brutal game to sit through as a Steeler fan that I've ever experienced in my life. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That was torture, dude. I mean, that was torture. And I never thought I'd see the day that they still got a field goal attempt off. Look at this ball. It hits the crossbar. No, it didn't. That ball never hit the crossbar. That ball landed at the front of the goal line. It never hit the Steve Levy said it hit the crossbar. That ball landed at the goal line. He was 10 yards short. So I don't know if you just saw this, but I did. Carver High sent it to me. The Joker tonight, Jokic, he just snapped in a game at home in Denver against Morris, one of the Morris twins of the Heat. And Morris had hit him near midcourt. Joker was bringing the ball up. Morris came over and nailed him under the arm, like in the ribs, under the armpit. And then he bounced off him, started, you know, running the other way, and Joker came after him and lit him up. I mean, cheap shotted him from behind like you have never seen. Absolutely cheap shotted Morris. And you saw it, Carver High. It was dirty. He's going to get suspended. Without a doubt, he's getting suspended. That's all there is to it. The Nuggets won the game 113-96. And I want to see which twin that is. It's Markieff Morris, the 6'9", 250-pound monster. He got lit up by Jokic. I mean, the Joker cheap shotted his ass like nobody's business. As for the game, he had 25, 15, and 10, the triple-double for the Joker. But he's going to face the wrath of silver in the NBA. He's going to get suspended, without a doubt, for that cheap shot, Carver High.
Yeah, I agree. 1,000% suspension. Might be a lengthy one, too. I mean, that's just complete, you know how they call it, premeditated. I mean, he knew what he was doing. He went right up, boom, just hammered him in the back. Yeah, tried to hurt him.
He's going to get cold. He thought about it and went and did it, and he hurt him, and he did it from behind. The guy didn't even see it coming. He seriously got hurt on the play, too. And then again, I had the Nuggets plus two. Cover! Bulls I hit over the Nets, 118.95. Grizzlies I hit 125-118 in overtime over T-Wolves, laying six. And I hit the Mavericks, laying 8.5. So far tonight, and then I told you today on C2C, take the Knicks over the Sixers without Embiid and Harris, Thibault, all out. I took them. Take the Bucks tomorrow. They're playing them without anybody either, even though the Bucks suck. The Bucks are champs, fair enough, but maybe chumps. Because have you ever seen a team win an NBA championship then come out, they can't win a game? I mean, honestly, I know they're going to the White House and everything. They're busy partying, but they just do not look good at all, do they?
They certainly do not. It almost looks like they're still been partying from the win. I mean, they have done absolutely nothing. Other than that opening night win against the Nets, they've been awful.
The Lakers lead at the half, 61-60 over the Hornets. Pretty good game. Hawks and Warriors in the City by the Bay, 87-82. Warriors in the third, 3 minutes left. I just want to take a look at what's going on. Trey's got 28, Trey Young, and Curry's got 32. It's always the same story with the Warriors. Just go check what Curry's doing, because he's the only one on the team that matters. I know everyone talks about how great the Warriors are. It should be how great he is, because nobody else does anything. It's always him. It's every night. It's him. I mean, it's true. Who else on that team does anything? I mean, it's the same story every night. Literally, I mean, no one. Wiggins has 13. So what? One guy has 32 in the third. It's over. There's only one guy that matters on the team. And they talk about how great they are, how great he is. Should be the topic of conversation. I'm on the Suns tonight in Sacramento, laying three. They're up 95-74 with a minute left in the third. Carver High, there's potential for me to have a perfect night in the NBA betting.
Ooh, a little potential. Potential on the table.
There's a little potential. I am upset about the upsets in the NHL tonight. The Rangers beat the Panthers 4-3 at the Garden. Caps 5-1 over the Sabres in D.C. And the Kings pounded the Leafs 5-1. I have to ask you a question. The Leafs are 7-5-1. Fair enough. They're two games over 500.
Yeah.
How do you lose 5-1 to the L.A. Kings in your building?
Kings have won like five in a row now. I think that's five in a row for the Kings.
They have
Kings
won are hot. Five in a row.
Kings are hot. They've been playing well. Toronto's not that good. I mean, it's just... We just have to keep going back to it. In fact, their goaltending hasn't been good before this year. I think their goaltending got worse by the swaps that they've made. So, yeah, I'm not in on Toronto. They still got the same old problems that they always have.
Can you believe that, though? That
and this year they don't get to play. They don't get to play pond hockey with all the teams up in Canada the entire season like they did last year.
Yeah,
they actually have to play.
They
actually
everybody.
Have to. They got to play everybody else this year. So,
your boy Ovi tied Brett Hull tonight on the all-time list at number four.
Yeah.
Never ends with that guy. He breaks a record every night on the ice. He really does. So let me ask you this question: your Islanders have been on this long road trip to start the season because their building isn't ready. When does that start? When is that, this weekend that it opens?
No, you still got another week from Saturday, so November 20th, so a week from Saturday.
So right before the week before the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Correct. That's when it opens.
And you're going to that game?
As of right this moment, no. So
why not?
We have there's a couple things at work. They are actually also playing the next night, which is Sunday night, the 21st, against the Maple Leafs. And I think I'd almost rather go to that. I think I'd rather go to that one because the first night, It's going to be crazy there. They're playing the Flames. Who cares? I think I'd rather go the Sunday night game against the Leafs.
The Flames are better than the Leafs.
They are.
But you want to go boo Tavares.
It's a little bit more than that. They're actually playing a bunch of games that week, and now that I'm off that whole week, I could probably get in the mix. They have the Rangers and the Penguins also on each side of Thanksgiving that week. So I think they're playing the Rangers the Wednesday night and the Penguins the Friday night.
So you're off that whole week, the Monday to Friday of Thanksgiving week?
Yes.
I think I'm working Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care about those three
days. That's why I took those 3 days off. About a week off.
So you go to hockey games?
No, I had to use the time, and you know, they wanted me to, you know, try to use them the days that you were working. So.
Oh, so that I'd at least be there.
Right.
There you go. And well, that'll be nice once they open up their building. How have they done? Aren't they doing fairly well? They're above 500, aren't they?
Before losing in Minnesota last night, they had points in 7 straight. So they lost last night in Minnesota, back to second night of a back-to-back. They beat Winnipeg on Saturday night. They lost in Minnesota last night. Now they get a bunch of days off again. They play the Devils on Thursday. And then they go to Florida at the beginning of next week, Tampa and the Panthers, and then they get a bunch of days off before opening the building. So they only have 3 games left. They've played 10 games out of the 13.
And who are they? Are they ever going to play? I know you said they're playing the Devils. Are they ever going to like play the Devils, Rangers, and the Penguins, and all the teams?
You would have thought.
Are they playing all these teams like Calgary? And
right. Well,
I mean, the Minnesota.
I think what they did was, they gave them all these road trips that they gave them to start the year. They gave him some of their bigger trips. You know, they went to Vegas and Phoenix. They went to Minnesota and Winnipeg. They went to Nashville. They went to, you know, they've gone to a lot of play. They went to Florida and Carolina at the beginning of it. They've made more of those. I thought they would have kept them closer to home for all these games. But instead, they put them out and they had them travel quite a bit, then gave them some long stretches off.
So yeah, I noticed they were playing pretty good hockey. I can't believe the luck that my teams had, where Crosby didn't play the first month,
and gets
then
healthy.
He finally comes back, and 2 days later he gets COVID.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And Malkin's never played. I can't even believe they're still standing on 2 legs. That team, you know what I mean? They just don't have anybody. Like the Bluger and
it's like a mash unit.
Gensel, that I mean, Aston Reese, that's their team. Letang, I mean, they don't have anybody
Letang missed a bunch of time, and now he's come back. He's played pretty well.
But they don't have anyone you fear. You know what I mean?
Well, we've been talking about this for years. That eventually, you would have thought they would have had to make a move to kind of mix some things up, and they never made it. So now they're sitting there with, you know, Malkin's at the end and Letang's at the, you know, they're sitting with a bunch of guys that you probably can't get much for now.
So anyway, I just saw this again, this cheap shot by Morris started it. That was a cheap shot. So the more I see it, Morris cheap shot at him first. He ran across half court and hit him.
And this is towards the end of the game in a blowout. This is towards the end of the game in a blowout. There's no reason for Morris to go at him right there when he's shooting up that shot.
So then Joker cheap shot at him, and he got hurt. So Morris is hurt. They both got ejected. And then a Butler got a technical for losing his mind on the sideline, wanting to pick a fight with Joker. Morris has a neck injury. He's injured. His neck's hurt because Joker hit him so hard it looked like he popped him right out. He popped his neck right out. He hit him in the back, but he hit him so hard, it looked like his head snapped back and popped out. That's what that looked like to me. But, you know, if you listen, you cannot retaliate. So they're going to nail both of them. They're both in trouble. They both got ejected for technicals for rough stuff. But I'm telling you, Joker's getting worse because he cheap shotted him from behind and hurt him. And that was like a Rudy Tomjanovich You know, when he got when Kermit Washington lit him up and punched him in the face, that was just premeditated hate. You didn't even see it coming when he wasn't prepared for it. But I thought that the Markieff Morris cheap shot, he definitely cheap shotted Joker. Came running right across half court, knew exactly what he was doing, laid into him like an NHL check into the glass, laid right into him, under his arm, into his ribs. He tried to hurt him. So Joker wasn't having it. And that was, you know, I got to tell you, it was truly remarkable to me to see that big blubber ball finally, you know, show who he is and show how big he is and show how strong he is, because he never does. He's just this big, you know, teddy bear gumball, and he doesn't look like a tough dude at all. And he just showed violence right there. That's the first time I ever seen that guy mad, and he did not look happy, and he took it out on Morris. I mean, he knocked his ass out. You got to admit.
Yeah, he hit him clean. He got him good from behind, too. Boom, right in the back. Laid him out.
He got him real good. I mean, that was that. I needed that before I go to bed tonight. I needed a little violence, a little Steeler last-second field goal win. That should, you know, about cover my day in terms of my happiness and violence. I need a little of both in my day-to-day existence. It's Pharrell on the bench. Of time left here. Who was your favorite college football win over the weekend?
In terms of bets that I made over the weekend, I hit Georgia Tech plus the 10.5 against Miami. I was happy with Army. I had Arizona money line to win their first game in 20 games against Cal. Had a couple of pretty good hits there. I know those aren't the biggest games on the board, but those are some good ones for me.
Notre Dame,
they took care of business. I had the over. I thought that Navy would score a little bit more, and they did not. But a good win for the Irish.
So,
and my Roadrunners late at night, Indiana, UTSA, baby.
I had Missouri in 38 covered against Georgia.
Ooh,
not bad. I had Pitt laying the big number. They covered. Oregon laying the number. They covered. I was with you on the Army game, that's for sure. And you knew I hit the LSU spread against Alabama.
Yes.
So I like that Oklahoma State winning cover, the A&M cover.
Tomorrow night here on the bench, we can scream about the new college football playoff rankings since they come out tomorrow during in between the two college basketball games. ESPN places them right in between the two of them. That's when they'll release them.
Those games are going to be great tomorrow at the Garden in college basketball as the college season tips off. That's fantastic stuff. The heavyweights, Kentucky against Duke, Michigan State against Kansas. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get any better than that. All right, Steelers win 29-27. They got it done. I'm going to watch the rest of this Laker game with the Hornets in the second half. It's a one-point Laker lead as it stands now. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV.